Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. He was my safe place. Then he became my trigger. By Sienna Thorne is a relationship and emotional healing book written in reflective, compassionate prose. It focuses on the disorienting shift that can happen when a partner once felt emotionally safe, but over time becomes a source of anxiety, self-doubt, and constant vigilance. Rather than centering dramatic blow-ups, the book emphasizes the quiet, cumulative nature of harm in emotionally exhausting love, prolonged silences, subtle criticisms, and mixed signals that gradually erode confidence and inner peace. Thorne frames the reader's experience as real and valid, aiming to reduce shame and confusion while helping the reader name what happened. The overall purpose is restorative, to guide readers back toward self-trust, self-worth, and emotional steadiness after a relationship that slowly unraveled their sense of safety. It is positioned as a gentle companion for people trying to make sense of their feelings and begin choosing themselves again. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, when safety turns into a trigger, a central idea in the book is the unsettling transformation of a relationship from comfort to emotional threat. The partner is first experienced as a safe place, someone who brings calm, warmth, and belonging. Over time, the atmosphere changes in ways that may be hard to explain to others and even harder to admit to oneself. The book highlights how distress can come from patterns that look small in isolation, silence that punishes, remarks that chip away at confidence, and interactions that leave the reader replaying conversations to figure out what they did wrong. The trigger is not framed as a single event, but as an accumulated condition, where the body and mind start bracing for the next shift in mood, the next withdrawal, or the next subtle cut. By naming this shift, the book helps the reader understand why they feel anxious around someone they still care about, and why love can start to feel like self-abandonment. The takeaway is recognition, identifying that emotional safety is a requirement, not a luxury, and that feeling constantly unsettled is meaningful information. Secondly, the quiet unraveling of self. Thorne describes an inner unraveling that can occur inside emotionally draining, love the gradual loss of clarity, confidence, and personal brightness. Instead of depicting damage as sudden, the book emphasizes how it often happens slowly, through repeated moments of doubt and self-correction. The reader may begin to center themselves to avoid conflict, minimize their needs to keep the peace, or accept confusing behavior as normal. Over time, they can start questioning their own perceptions, wondering whether they are too sensitive or imagining the problem. This is presented as a painful but common outcome when affection and insecurity coexist in the same relationship. The book validates how exhausting it is to keep loving while also feeling diminished. And it reframes the reader's struggle as an understandable response to an environment that no longer feels emotionally safe. The purpose of this topic is not to diagnose a partner or label a relationship in clinical terms, but to help the reader see the cost of staying in a dynamic that steadily reduces their sense of self. That recognition becomes a starting point for rebuilding identity, boundaries, and peace. Thirdly, validation and clarity after confusion. A strong feature of the book is its validating tone. It addresses readers who feel uncertain about what happened and need language for experiences they have been carrying alone. The text stresses that the pain is real, especially when harm came through ambiguity rather than obvious cruelty. Confusion is treated as a signal, not a flaw, because inconsistent affection, subtle digs, and emotional distance can keep a person stuck in constant interpretation. By emphasizing you did not imagine it, the book helps the reader exit the loop of self-blame and reduce the shame that often follows emotionally exhausting relationships. This validation is paired with gentle clarity. The reader is encouraged to notice patterns, name what repeatedly disrupted their peace, and acknowledge what they tolerated in order to keep connection. The intended outcome is steadiness of perception, the ability to trust one's own emotional read of a situation again. In this framing, healing starts with believing yourself, accepting that feeling unsafe inside a relationship is a serious concern, and that needing emotional consistency is reasonable. The book positions clarity as a form of self-protection and a doorway to recovery. Fourthly, stopping the cycle of begging for effort. The book speaks directly to the draining cycle of trying harder to earn care, attention, or reassurance. It addresses the moment when a reader realizes they have been pleading for basic consideration and calling it love, often because they hope that if they explain better, wait longer, or give more, the relationship will return to what it was. Thorne encourages the reader to step back from that bargaining posture and consider what it has been costing them emotionally, dignity, calm, and self-respect. The emphasis is not on winning someone back, but on returning the reader's energy to themselves. This theme aligns with the book's broader message of choosing oneself without guilt. By focusing on agency, the book helps the reader recognize that effort should be mutual and that love does not require self-erasure. While the approach is more reflective than clinical, it functions as a practical pivot when you stop chasing proof of care. You can begin assessing the relationship based on consistent actions rather than intermittent comfort. The takeaway is empowerment through refusing to beg for what should be freely offered in a healthy bond. Lastly, healing as returning home to yourself. Healing in the book is framed as a homecoming, rebuilding inner safety after a relationship that made the reader feel emotionally unsteady. Rather than presenting therapy techniques or rigid step-by-step programs, Thorne uses gentle guidance centered on self-awareness, self-compassion, and emotional regulation in everyday life. The reader is encouraged to reconnect with their own needs, boundaries, and intuition, especially after spending months or years orienting themselves around someone else's moods. The book positions self-love not as a slogan, but as a practical commitment to protect one's peace, including the willingness to grieve what was lost and to accept what the relationship became. It also emphasizes that recovery can be tender and non-linear, particularly when the partner once provided genuine comfort at the beginning. By acknowledging that complexity, the book reduces the pressure to feel instantly strong or completely detached. The goal is a quieter, sturdier kind of strength, the ability to sit with feelings without self-condemnation, to trust your internal signals again, and to create emotional safety through choices that honor your worth. Healing becomes less about forgetting and more about reclaiming. In conclusion, he was my safe place. Then he became my trigger, as best suited for readers, especially women, who recognize the experience of loving someone who once felt comforting but gradually became emotionally destabilizing. It speaks to people who are tired of second-guessing themselves, replaying conversations, and feeling like they must earn basic care. The practical benefit is not a clinical toolkit, but a grounding shift in perspective language for what happened, validation for the confusion, and a gentle push toward self-protective choices. Intellectually, it helps readers conceptualize emotional harm as something that can occur quietly and cumulatively without the obvious markers that outsiders often expect. In a crowded category of relationship recovery books, it stands out through its soft, companion-like approach and its focus on the internal erosion of peace rather than dramatic storytelling or heavy diagnosis. That makes it accessible for readers who are overwhelmed or who feel ashamed about staying as long as they did. The book's core value is its insistence that your body and mind responded for a reason, and that healing is possible when you stop arguing with your own experience and start rebuilding a life organized around emotional safety and self-worth. If you would like to support Sienna Thorne, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.